not part of today's original presentation. Listen to this wise counsel from a friend.
For as long as I have been in the ministry, I have asked the Lord for a balance between a tender heart and a tough hide. It isn't an easy balance. In fact, the latter is harder to cultivate than the former. Because I think to be engaged in ministry, a tender heart is almost a given. It's the tough hide that's hard to work on and hard to cultivate. Our home is not a home where there are a lot of mottos and plaques and sayings hung here and there, but interestingly, in my study, there is only one statement that I have fixed on the wall just above where I study. I read it every day. I haven't memorized it, but I can tell you the author, whom I have never read in anything else, William Arthur Ward is his name, and the statement only has four lines. For every achievement, there is a price. For every goal, there is an opponent. For every victory, there is a problem. For every triumph, there is sacrifice. And so by reading that, I think it might help me to cultivate a hide that's a little tougher. Another example is that I read rather widely, and I often look for insights, techniques, stories, truths that other people who have had that balance were able to use in their lives. Came across one recently of Abraham Lincoln. How did he handle criticism? Well, he ignored it. If I were to read, much less answer, all the attacks made on me, wrote Lincoln, this shop might as well be closed for any other business. I do the very best I know how, the very best I can, and I mean to keep doing so until the end. If the end brings me out all right, what is said against me won't amount to anything. If the end brings me out wrong, 10,000 angels swearing I was right would make no difference. Not a bad statement. I've tried to ignore criticism. Sometimes it works. Usually it doesn't. So I read on Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Thought maybe he would have an insight on it. This is what he said. Just the opposite. Get a friend to tell you you're false, or better still, welcome an enemy who will watch you keenly and sting you savagely. What a blessing. What a blessing such an irritating critic will be to a wise man. What an intolerable nuisance to a fool. Well, that hasn't worked either. I'm not going there. The fact is that sometimes criticism comes from people who are just plain evil. And their words are not worth concerning yourself with, and you swear you will not think about them, and then you've memorized it. Some people are not worth the thought. There are few people like that, but there are some.
I'm Dave Spiker, inviting you to check out the resources at insight.org. Then join us again Monday as we continue our study of Titus on Insight for Living.
Remember, Insight for Living is a listener-supported ministry. To donate online, visit us at insight.org. That's insight.org. This presentation may not be reproduced, duplicated, or transmitted without written consent. Copyright 2006, Charles R. Swindoll, Incorporated, presented 2008. All rights reserved worldwide.
Who should be attending these cruises? People of every age.
The best thing about that one.
Airtel 4G ya smartphone nede dale nyini moriba te 4G diri nei ongo ofi ane buide jori tro tete silingi elifu miarise na ibuje ije simu dene nyi internet ili liri esuji